first to Burkina Faso, where the presidents of Ghana, Nigeria and Senegal are holding talks with senior military officials, urging them to restore civilian rule. The former president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, resigned last Thursday after 27 years in power. The army took control following violent public protest against him last week. Mr. Compaoré is said to be in Ivory Coast. 18 school children in Egypt faced a tragic death this morning when a school bus crashed into a jumbo fuel tanker in the north of the country. 18 others were dangerously injured in the crash, which also involved a car and a truck. Rania Sabri reports from Cairo.
Today's accident brings the number of Egyptian casualties in road accidents during the past 3 weeks to 76. The accidents are always caused by a combination of carelessness and negligence, in addition to faults and a poor state of the highways and the roads in Egypt.
The Ugandan army, the UPDF, is reported to have suspended 15 officers involved in a scam of selling slots to junior officers eager to serve under the African Union mission to Somalia, AMISOM. AMISOM, founded by the European Union, is said to be better paying, and soldiers are allegedly forced to pay bribes to senior officials to be included on the contingent. The Ugandan army says the suspended officers will be given an opportunity to defend themselves. South Africa's power utility Eskom has warned of planned cuts on Wednesday and Thursday. The country is facing high demand for electricity from a system that needs huge investments before it can deliver to its citizens. Milton Kosi reports from Johannesburg.
Eskom will need to spend at least $6.5 billion to avoid scheduled power outages. This is what the Department of Energy told Parliament is needed to avert a power crisis in Africa's most industrialized nation. The current power cuts are caused by poor maintenance.